This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the U.S. works on its military withdrawal from Afghanistan, members of the global coalition fighting the Islamic State group met Monday to chart future steps against the extremist group. That meeting came just a day after the U.S. launched airstrikes against Iran-backed militias near the Iraq-Syria border. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio co-chaired the gathering of senior officials from the 7-year-old 83-member bloc. Participants were taking stock of current efforts to ensure the complete defeat of IS, whose remnants still pose a threat in Iraq and Syria and have shown signs of surging in parts of Africa. U.S. forces in Syria came under rocket attack Monday with no reported casualties a day after the U.S. warplanes conducted airstrikes against what the Pentagon called facilities used by the Iran-backed militia groups near the border between Iraq and Syria. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says that militias were using the facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicles attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. Kirby says the U.S. military, under the direction of President Joe Biden, targeted 3 operational and weapon storage facilities. The U.N. Human Rights Chief is urging countries worldwide to do more to help end discrimination, violence, and systemic racism against people of African descent and make amends to them, including through reparations. Call comes from U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet, in a landmark report launched after the killing of George Floyd in the United States. That report, a year in the making, hopes to build a momentum around the intensified scrutiny worldwide about the plight of racism. This is VOA News. Rescuers searching for a fifth day for survivors of a Florida condo building collapse used bucket brigades and heavy machinery as they worked atop a precarious mound of debris. The pile is composed of pulverized concrete, twisted steel, and remnants of the dozens of households. Authorities said Monday that their efforts are still a search and rescue operation, but no one has been found alive since hours after the collapse on Thursday. 10 people have been confirmed killed. More than 150 others are still missing in the community of Surfside, just outside of Miami. The collapse of the building left a layer upon layer of intertwined debris. Ethiopia's government declared an immediate unilateral ceasefire in its Tigray region after nearly 8 months of deadly conflict as Tigray fighters occupy the regional capital and government soldiers retreat. Ceasefire could calm a war that has destabilized Africa's second most populous country and threatened to do the same in the wider Horn of Africa. Hundreds of thousands of people in Tigray are gripped in the world's worst famine crisis. Ethiopia says a ceasefire will last until the end of the crucial planting season in Tigray. Season's end comes in September. Britain has reported another 15,000 COVID-19 cases in the latest 24-hour period, bringing the total number of coronavirus cases in the country to more than 4.7 million. That's according to figures released by the Department of Health and Social Security Sunday. Country also recorded another 11 coronavirus-related deaths within a 24-hour period. These figures only include the deaths of people who died within 28 days of their first positive test. Those figures came following 4 consecutive days in which more than 15,000 new cases have been reported each in a single day. In the past week, nearly 100,000 people in Britain tested positive for the novel coronavirus, an increase of about 50% over the previous week. A new U.S. House committee to investigate the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol would have 13 members and the power to subpoena witnesses. This is according to legislation released by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi Monday. The House is expected to vote on the bill this week. New committee comes as Senate Republicans block the formation of an independent bipartisan commission to probe the attack in which hundreds of former President Donald Trump supporters violently broke into the Capitol. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.